Greatest thing on earth.
Are you listening to me?
From the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios, it's the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show. Brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel and by Garden Cold Hall, the coldest team in town. Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600.
Hold your nose because the bull's about to fly.
Now, here's Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton.
Good Friday morning to you. How you doing? Hope you're having a good start. What turns out to be a good weekend for you. A little dreary, sort of soupy kind of day in the neighborhood. Patton Cook, John Burton, Greg Pogue. Hello, fellows.
Morning. Yeah, it is kind of a dreary day.
But it will lead to beauty this weekend.
That's right. But we got to get through today.
Yeah, beauty's in the eye of the beholder.
That's right. Though. Or the beer holder. Today's going to be a little rough, but we'll get through it. Make sure you got your Storm Shield app. It's free. And you can download in the App Store, courtesy of News Channel 5, Storm Shield app. It tracks storms in your area. You're a jerk. It tracks storms in your area via your GPS, and if there's nothing going on in your area, it'll leave you alone. What was that all about?
You know what it was all about. Anyway, Bills and the Titans this weekend. You know, October. Oh, you want to fight now?
I'm fine.
I see the body language.
No, I'm fine. I'm fine.
You want me to say what it was all about?
No, that's fine.
On the air? You want me really?
You don't have to. It's
I'm
cool.
going to.
I took care of it.
If you're going to have the body language, you're already hugged. You feeling me?
Anyway, yes, you were saying Bills-Titans Monday.
Yeah, I was just trying to. I looked at the top of the page and I had it written down first.
Your copious notes there.
Yeah. Big week. October's amazing.
It really is. Oh, my gosh.
I mean, if you don't like sports, you might as well just skip to like May.
Yeah.
You know, but wow. The Preds opened last night at home with a loss. You got obviously high school
season's
football.
Over.
Riverdale, Oakland down in the borough. Mm-hmm. Both of those teams undefeated. Mm-hmm. In the region and everything, big night tonight. What a baseball game last night, man. If you, without a dog in the hunt, oof. I just enjoyed that game. What drama. It shouldn't have ended the way it ended because Wilmer Flores did not swing. And you don't, even if it's, I don't know, if it, you got to make the call, you might have to call. Well, that's fine. That series should not have ended on a bad check swing.
And My contention is, why wouldn't, in that situation, knowing what's at stake, why wouldn't the home plate umpire ask for help from the first base home?
Because he's
on the take?
Yeah, no, he's just, they play God in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So
that was tough. You know, wow, 107 wins and you're going home. That's amazing. But great series between the Dodgers and Giants and man, Bellinger came up big in the ninth, got that big hit to put him to give them the lead, and you know, Max Scherzer out there closing it out, which I thought was pretty interesting. But yeah, great game, great series. I mean, that's a long-standing rivalry. We know Giants versus the Dodgers, and you know, it's a rematch, right, of the last year's NLCS.
Yep, sure
Braves,
was. Sure
Braves
is.
Dodgers, mm-hmm. But this time Atlanta has home field advantage, even though what they win, 88 games this year.
They won the division.
They won the division.
Yeah, you've seen it in That's the right. NFL. You're the division mm-hmm. winner at 8-8 in previous years, and the 11-10, 11-win wild card team has to come to your place.
Yep.
That's going to change.
Oh, it is?
Yes. I'm going to tell you the new baseball format.
Okay.
In a little while.
All right.
Tease.
That's what we call in the business a tease, ladies and gentlemen.
It may not be till next week that when I get to it.
No, that's all right. We'll get around to it.
I was reading it. It's pretty cool. I got it here somewhere bookmarked. Anyway, do people bookmark things anymore?
Yeah.
They just do drop downs, right? Have you been on that
site?
No,
I bookmark stuff all the time because I do a lot of my personal business online, you know? So
I don't need to know about that stuff.
Yeah. So I try to bookmark certain pages where I can log in a lot quicker and get to what I need to do.
Is that the deep web where you work?
It's
there?
The dark web.
Is it? I thought it was the deep web.
Yeah.
See there, you know.
It's dark and it's deep.
Bills and Titans. Monday night, Julio Jones at full strength. A.J. Brown at full practice yesterday. So that's the good news, right? You're going to have both of those out there if you're a Titans fan.
Yeah.
Julio and AJ really have only played, what, one game together?
Pretty much. So, yeah, and I've been saying it all week. You're going to need all hands on deck against the Bills. So that's certainly a good sign for the Titans that both your stud wide receivers are going to be on the field at the same time. Yeah, I mean, they're slowly but surely looks like starting to get healthier. We talked to Avery Williamson yesterday. It was great to see him back, man.
What's up with his hair?
I like it.
What? I like it. Like he's got it like almost bald at the top and poofed
he's
out.
He's got
like
the Afro puffs, yeah.
Like George Washington.
Yeah.
Like the big Quakers.
Yeah, you know, he's let his hair grow a little bit since he first got here. But, you know, he'll provide depth to the linebacking core, and he seemed genuinely happy to be here. Of course, he's from Milan, Tennessee. So, you know, he said he was kind of hoping to maybe get back here. He's, you know, since leaving the Titans in 2018, he says he's kept up with the team. He said kind of like an ex-girlfriend, you still, you know, monitor their social media and see what they're up to. You don't like any of their pictures or posts, but you kind of.
Is this a tell-all thing for you to this
no,
morning?
No, I'm telling
the,
you what Avery Williamson
the dark web and
no, I'm telling
stalking
you what Avery,
old girlfriends?
No, I'm telling you what Avery Williamson said yesterday. Jerk. Boy, you're off to a flying start today, Gregory.
I'll land here in about 30 minutes. Oh, by the way, I want to promote what we got going on.
Yeah.
Ryan Callahan, as always, Go Vols 24/7 at 9:25. Ole Miss, obviously, tomorrow night in town. And I was listening to Brad talk to Bill driving in, and also what he had said with us Wednesday. The 82.5 total is the largest total in SEC history.
How about
that? I mean, between two SEC teams, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a lot of fun. It's sold out. We'll talk more with Ryan Callahan. Picking it with the Pickers, presented by Tim Leifer Roofing. The Dave Matthews Band, the number one selling band in the world, will be on, Dave Matthews Band won't be, but Jeff Coffin will be, the saxophone player and three-time Grammy Award winner. Jeff was on with us last year.
Yep.
And he's just a really good guy and world class. I mean, you know, and what could you say? When you're a member of the Dave Matthews Band, that speaks for itself and all the other stuff that he's done. Are we going to see Bud Dupree? I know he's been practicing this week, full go and everything. He hadn't played since the first game either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It seems to be trending that way. He practiced last week, but they just decided towards the end of the week to hold him out. And now with another full week of practice and the extra day, almost day and a half, that you get with a Monday night football game, one would think that he would be available as well.
Yep. Derrick Henry with the day off yesterday, and that's just maintenance.
Yeah.
And you know what we were talking, you know, a lot of talk about because he's on track to have more carries than any running back in history. Of course, there would be the added game as well to figure in that. But his first 2 years here behind DeMarco Murray, if he would have been from day one this workload, I'd really be more worried about it. Anyway, Derrick Henry spoke to the media yesterday. What do you have over there?
I sure did. Kind of questions were asked, of course, Monday Night Football, and if players actually care as much maybe as the fans do.
Football is football to me. I don't care if we play on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we'll go out there and play.
How about for the fans, though, Derrick, that you know you don't get many Monday Night Football games here. The last one was 2017, and for the fans just to go out there and kind of treat them with something and feed off their energy as well.
Say it again?
I mean, how big is it for the fans? I mean, you talk about it for yourself, obviously. It's just another football game. But for the fans, I think they think of it as a big opportunity for you guys to be on the national stage.
Yeah, it's always nice to get national attention. And hopefully the fans come out and pack out the stadium and bring that intensity that they've been bringing. And, you know, because we love it. Love having a packed house. Love having that energy, you know, that extra push. And, you know, it's very important to have them in the stadium and packing out. And, you know, anytime you're on national TV, it's always big for your organization, for your team.
Say again. I like that.
Yeah. So on the one hand, he said, it's no big deal. It's just a game. They said, we love the fans. We want the fans to come out. So
he just, what he did, he gave the answer that the reporter was wanting, basically.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
So sometimes how that works. So, yeah, Monday night, are you, I guess, Monday?
Are we picking that game today?
Yeah, it's Picking with the Pickers every Friday.
But I'm saying the game's not till Monday.
Well, so?
You don't have to get hot about it.
The next
picking
with the pickers is not until the following Friday.
All right, well, you don't have to get hot about it. I'm just asking a question.
If you'd have been here for our pre-meet, you know, show meeting,
what are you talking about? I was the first one here.
Yes, we are picking that game today. We'll pick Vanderbilt and Tennessee, and I'm throwing in because their MTSU is off. Georgia, Kentucky.
Yes, yes.
Hold on a minute. Can you? What do you mean? Are we picking that game today? I sent you a text.
I got
with
your
all
text.
Well, did you read it?
Yeah, I read it. I was just making sure. I was just confirming that we are picking the Bills Titans game today.
Just like my text.
What are you getting
said,
so hot about it for?
Well, I'm not hot. I'm amused. Here's what I do, because it reminds me when I get off the air at 11 o'clock every Thursday, because if I don't do it then, I'll forget about it, quite frankly. So I send out to all the pickers and our guest. By the way, Philip Cox, who is the director of revenue and the general manager of the Murfreesboro Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio, has been to 78 Dave Matthews Band concerts.
Wow.
He is going to
Are they kind of like the Grateful Dead 2.0, where people just will travel to the ends of the earth to see them?
Well, yeah, and I think they're going to surpass that because you know, once Jerry Garcia died, I mean, the lead, you know, that was really, you know, they weren't the Dead anymore.
Right.
Although he was. Anyway, yeah, he's going to pick for Jeff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so he's going to have it's going to be Jeff's picks. By the way, Pete Weber went 4-1 last Friday.
Guy knows his football, man, and his hockey.
And everything. Anyway, speaking of that, Kraken 4, you know, it's your fault.
It's my fault.
Yeah, it's your fault the Preds lost last night. You know why?
Please tell me why.
You don't tell him?
Tell me why, General.
Patton, you know. You don't know what I'm talking about.
Go ahead, General. I mean, can take it.
Yeah, you were saying unleash the Kraken all week long.
Yeah,
and they unleashed it on us.
Unleash the Kraken.
Unleash the Kraken.
See there?
It was funny because I was talking to Brian after the game, my executive producer, and he said all his buddies were texting him like, typical Preds, losing to an expansion team, season's over, this team stinks, Soros is terrible. Whoa.
Fire Hines.
First of all, a couple things, right? It's one of 82. That's number one. Number two, the Kraken are a pretty decent team. They did very well in the expansion draft. They got some guys that, you know, they got some quality NHL hockey players on their squad. So let's not get all bent out of shape because, oh, you lost to a quote-unquote lowly expansion team. You know, the NHL, we talked about this yesterday, you know, the fact that they stacked the Vegas Golden Knights a couple years ago, who made it to the Stanley Cup final in year one, you know, the Kraken are going to be a pretty decent competitive team this year, I would guess, based on the talent they were able to acquire, you know, in the expansion draft.
You know, the good thing about it is I think they only have one other game against each other the rest of the year so that we won't have to hear Unleash the Kraken.
No, I'm going to be saying it all.
Okay.
I'm going to be saying
well, the Kraken tonight play the Coyotes.
That's right. Every game that they play, I'm going to run down the NHL schedule, and I'm going to – if only if the Kraken play, I will mention who they're playing, what time, where you can find it, and then I will say Unleash the Kraken. How about that?
We need to talk.
We're talking now.
If you think that's a good idea, we'll do it, John. Okay.
Well, your name's at the top of the marquee, Greg, so whatever you decide, we'll do.
All right, you're not going to do that.
Oh, yeah, I am.
See? But, you know, are we married now? What?
No, but, you know, it was like a typical Preds game from last year, right? Good first period, bad second period. Better third period, but not enough.
You think the Kraken haven't already played a game help? Probably.
Probably, yeah.
Very competitive game.
Got their legs under them a little bit more, you know.
Ellie Tolvanen scored a 3:18 into it. Yossi with a power play on the 5-on-3. And, you know, and then Granlund made it interesting late. Soros 24. Oh, by the way, I think it's now Saros. Because I heard Paul McCann last night on the PA saying Saros.
You see Saros.
And Pete's been saying Saros, while Willie's been saying Soros. And so I don't know.
Right.
But anyway, I guess it's Saros.
We'll look into that.
Anyway, so tomorrow night, back at it.
Yep.
Unleash the Hurricanes.
Well, you know, a little bit of a payback game for the Predators, taking on the team that knocked them out of the playoffs earlier this spring, Carolina Hurricanes. So there you go. Get right back on the horse.
Again, Dodgers.
But if you're just real quick, if you're one of those people that are, you know, jumping off a bridge because they A, they lost in, at home, and B, they lost to a quote-unquote expansion team. Relax.
Yeah.
We still got 81 more of these puppies to go. It's going to be a long ride.
You and we're talking about the Dodgers-Giants mm-hmm. earlier, and if anybody has not seen the called third strike on a check swing. But Cody Bellinger, top of the ninth, the guy who's I mean, we were talking about how him and Christian Yelich, they were 1-2 in the MVP voting, I think 3 years ago, 2 years ago, they were 1-2 until Yelich got hurt late, and their careers sort of mirror each other. They look a lot alike, left-handed, tall, upright,
mm-hmm.
and so good for him. Mookie Betts last night, 4-for-4, yeah. Stolen base,
yep.
the in a run, and he's something else. And then
he's like the new Mr. October. Mm-hmm. You know, last year when the Dodgers won, he was great, and this year, yeah, coming up big. Wow, what a player he's become, man! Amazing, amazing player, Mookie Betts.
And then Max Scherzer on 2 days rest, his first career save. Do you know, have you ever looked at Matt Scherzer's eyes?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm going to say?
Yes, I do, but I want you to tell our listeners.
They're two different colors.
Yep.
And that's called something. One's yeah. brown and one's blue, and it looks pretty dang weird.
Yeah.
But there's something that it's called that. Two-color eyes is what
there's
it's called.
There's an actress by the name of Alice Eve that has that same situation. She was in the movie She's Out of My League. It came out, about 10 years ago.
You should say that a lot.
Me? Johnny Nashville, the king of Broadway? Johnny,
I'm ready on everything.
Johnny Night Times? Please, have you checked my social media? Might want to give my Instagram at JohnBurton32 a little spin.
On the deep, dark web? Is that what it is?
Possibly.
Mm-hmm. Nashville SC, they're going to play a game tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We have a soccer team in town.
Well, they only got six more games.
Yeah, international break, as Patton was saying. Yeah. They're going to be getting back on the pitch, this weekend?
Yeah, tomorrow night at D.C., 6:30, and then Wednesday back here against Columbus. But I was looking at the standings. All of a sudden, Philly is 2 behind the Preds. From second to third.
You mean Nashville SC?
What did I say? Yeah,
you said the Preds.
Well, one of those teams. Anyway, Nashville
SC.
We're going to get all the hits. Orlando, though, and here's the word is, though. Look right here, John. Orlando at 42-4.
I'm looking at it right there.
D.C.
You wrote that down.
D.C., New York City, and Montreal all at 40. So D.C., who they play tomorrow night,
mm-hmm.
2 points out of hosting in the first round, 2 points out of being out of the playoffs completely.
Wow.
Well, for Philly, they haven't lost the league game since September 3rd. So, I mean, they've kind of been picking up wins and draws when Nashville SC's kind of dropped off in the month of October. So, this is going to be a big couple of games. And as I've kind of talked about, they had a kind of home-heavy schedule at the front. Now it's backloaded with away games. So, they've got to go into hostile environments, a little bit colder in some of the areas.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Temperature's
going to start to change a little bit, right, as we go deeper into October. Good point.
So we'll see. We'll see how things approach. But Gary Smith, he's got himself a little task these next couple of games.
But he's built a cushion.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, second would be nice. Third would be nice. Fourth would be nice because you at least get one.
Yeah. You want to host that first playoff game, right?
But so they got their 7 up on the fifth place spot. So they're pretty safe there. All right, that gets us going this morning. Once again, Picking with the Pickers, presented by Tim Leeper Roofing, from the Dave Matthews Band, saxophonist and just a 3-time Grammy winner. Jeff Coffin's going to join us, a great guy, and a lot of everything else will come up at the top of the next hour. Your phone calls interspersed throughout, and John and I will have some more playful banter coming up.
I look forward to that.
Over the last several months, you've heard me talk about golf, and in particular, Riverside Golf Links. It's at 640 Old Hickory Boulevard. Earlier this summer, I went out and played, and I found out for sure that the things I've been saying to you in the commercial were absolutely true. So I want to take this and go one step farther. As the weather gets a little bit cooler, you might think about next year in golf, tournaments you might be involved in, tournaments you might set up. Let me strongly suggest Riverside Golf Links. I did this with a friend earlier, and they got it all set up, and they'll be playing a tournament next year. They've got 27 holes. You can simply go to riversidegolflinks.com or give them a call, 615-847-5074. It's golf the way you want it at Riverside Golf Links.
Today on Hey Culligan's Smart Home, Smarter Water Softener, here's Kevin.
Hey Culligan, can a smart water softener lift those heavy salt bags for me?
Kevin, it can.
Wait, it can?
Yep, the smart high-efficiency water softener from Culligan can alert your dealer when the salt needs to be replaced, and they'll do it for you, so your water stays soft and you stay away from lifting the bags.
I mean, I could lift them if I wanted.
No judgment here, Kevin. We're happy to do it, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. That's 800-668-0042.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Showers and thunderstorms likely. Highs near 81. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms continue. 51. For Saturday, mostly sunny. Highs near 67. Saturday night clear. Lows 44. Sunshine for Sunday. Highs 68. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, this is Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
By the way, John, that was Rocky.
That was Rocky. Creepy Rocky. Right.
It's Halloween Rocky.
I mean, it was. Did you hear that? He was like, "This is Rocky." What? Hey, Rocky, you good, man? Call us 615-844-5600.
We got Ryan Callahan.
I'm just saying. At some point, you know, if he needs to talk to us about something, it sounds like Rocky's going through some stuff.
Well, I don't know, man. Maybe.
This is Rocky.
You know, those guys do those from their house. They'll tell them what's going on over there.
Yeah.
Exactly. Anyway, so Ryan Callahan, Go Vols 24/7. Ryan, good morning. How you doing, man?
Hey, doing well. How are you guys?
Hey, what's up, Ryan? Hey, have you heard Lane Kiffin's coming to town tomorrow? I didn't know if you knew that. So, just let you know, give you a heads up.
I heard something about that the other day.
And I love the hype's great. These are the kind of you talk about storylines going in 14 different directions, but I think these kind of situations are really, really good for football.
But my question is, Ryan, you're closer to it than we are. Is there still that animosity towards Lane after what happened after that 1 year when he coached at Tennessee?
You know, I really don't think so. You know, Greg knows, I'm a Cardinals fan, and by the way, condolences to your
God, it's every day. All right, go ahead.
Sorry, but no, as a Cardinals fan, I remember Albert Pujols finally coming back to St. Louis a couple of years ago after 8 years. And if he had come back 3 or 4 years later, it would have been a zoo, and I think the response would have been totally different. Instead, more time passed, he comes back to a hero's welcome. I'm not saying Lane Kiffin would get that at Tennessee. Clearly he wouldn't. But I think the same thing has happened with him, where it's been 12 years now. The first time he came back to Tennessee as a coordinator at Alabama, it was a zoo. He was expecting to need extra security, so he had that. And if he'd been a head coach, it would have been even crazier. Now that he's finally coming back as a head coach, though, enough time has passed. You know, if you followed that 2017 coaching search enough, there were fans who wanted Tennessee to hire Lane Kiffin, especially once that coaching search blew up and they ended up having to go the coordinator route with that search. There were people who would have loved to have had Lane Kiffin at that time. And so I think Tennessee fans have kind of come around on him and almost like him again. And some of it's had to do with his Twitter interactions. He's kind of had some fun with Tennessee fans in recent years.
Mm-hmm.
He retweeted a story about that a couple of years ago when his name came up in that search. So I think, and he addressed this the other day, I think he's right. It's changed a little bit. I'll be interested in the reception, but I don't think the vitriol is nearly what it was 5 or 6 years ago. So I think this game's still a fun matchup because of the history, but not maybe so mean-spirited as it would have been, say, 5 years ago.
You know, and he was pushing the envelope the whole time. It was that 1 year at Tennessee. We know that. But, you know, and I think if UT fans, and I think they have, they step back. And, I mean, if the Southern Cal job doesn't come open, what happens? And I've read the stories. What would it be like if Lane would be here this
right.
past 10 or 12 years? Where would UT be now and everything? I mean, he left for the Southern Cal job. I mean, that was a dream job, but it was how it happened and the way that in that press conference. Now, Ryan, you weren't working there yet, right?
Oh no, I was. No, okay. I was not there that night. Okay. But I was on the beat at that time.
Yeah.
So.
And that press conference is, you had TV people fighting TV people, and you had it was.
Yeah, I heard it was total chaos. Yeah.
That the most fun part about this week is that being relived, and Adam Sparks with the New Sentinel did a nice story talking with a lot of people who were involved in that. So we've had a lot of fun reliving that story this week. Lane Kiffin talked about it on the SEC coaches teleconference on Wednesday. It was one of the wildest scenes, and it's sort of been as he said, kind of a cult classic that media has sort of laughed about for years among ourselves. I bet all of us that were on the beat at the time have watched that video probably 20 times each, just enjoying all the craziness. You know, you had the worst of everybody almost coming out in one video. You had people on deadline, you know, print writers on deadline trying to get something, understanding that Lane Kiffin had all the leverage at that point, had no reason to talk and was offering to comment as he left, and that usually doesn't happen. And then you had this TV guy who had parachuted in that nobody knew from the beat that was trying to stand on this ethical ground that no, he's got to talk on camera, and everyone else telling him no, he doesn't have to do anything, just let him talk. And those two sides going at each other, and then Tennessee's media relations people getting involved too. It was a wild scene, but yeah, this week has kind of brought back a lot of those memories, and obviously the scene outside is part of that, burning mattresses, which has become kind of synonymous with the Tennessee fan reactions to some of these situations. That night is definitely one of those nights you'll never forget if you were around the program at that time.
Ryan Callahan is our guest. Obviously, listen, one thing that doesn't change with Lane Kiffin, you know, guy knows how to coach an offense, and Where would you rate Matt Corral amongst the elite quarterbacks in the SEC?
Man, he's right up there. I think he's as good as anybody in this conference, and especially with the numbers he puts up. And the thing he's done since last year is he's not turning the ball over. He's thrown no interceptions so far this year. So when you take his sort of ability to freelance and make something out of nothing sometimes, and then combine that with someone who's able to take care of the ball, that's a pretty dangerous combination there. So you see Ole Miss, you know, running, going fast, putting up big numbers, doing a lot of the things, frankly, that Tennessee does, except they're throwing the ball probably more than Tennessee, and Matt Corral is as effective as any quarterback in any system in college football. So and then Ole Miss on top of that, by the way, has a running game that's every bit as good as Tennessee statistically. So these are two of the top rushing offenses in the SEC and in the country, two of the top offenses in the SEC. But Matt Corral is going to be both teams might put up a lot of points in this game. We'll see about that. It's certainly set up to be that way. But Matt Corral is still probably the wild card in this game, because if he plays the way he's capable of playing and Tennessee doesn't disrupt him somehow, Ole Miss is going to be tough to beat. He's really good.
Yeah, the spread, I mean, the total is 82.5, which is the highest total of any SEC game ever involving two SEC teams. That's historical that way. Don't you think for Tennessee, I think this is the kind of test they need right now, but Missouri and South Carolina, they sure came along at a good time for the Vols.
They did, and that's when you look at the stats, and that's the one thing about this matchup that's interesting, is that Tennessee, if they've got an advantage anywhere, it's on defense. Their defense statistically has been pretty good. They're middle of the pack in the SEC in a lot of categories, and the Ole Miss obviously is not. Their defense has struggled. So Tennessee's defense versus Matt Corral and that offense is a fascinating matchup. we'll certainly learn a lot more about just how good Tennessee's defense is. But yeah, one of the things about the numbers they've put up is they've not played as tough of a schedule as Ole Miss. Ole Miss has already played Alabama. They played Arkansas last week. Tennessee beat up on a couple teams that frankly might end up being among the worst in the SEC this year. We'll see where Missouri and South Carolina end up, but they're not teams clearly that are going to be battling for 8-9 win seasons. So those are you have to keep those wins in context. But those are still important wins for Tennessee. Where this program is, those are still games Tennessee had to have, and it's good for Tennessee that they are back in a spot where they've taken the upper hand in those series again, because those over the years have not been gimmies for Tennessee by any stretch. They just now even the series with Missouri. So those were important wins, but in terms of just determining how good this team is, how far they've come, those are not obviously good measuring sticks. This week will be a much better measuring stick to see how Tennessee stacks up with another high-scoring offense, a very, very solid SEC team that's obviously ranked in the top 15 for a reason.
Ryan Callahan is our guest. You mentioned Tennessee's defense. How much do you think they've improved as the season has gone on so far?
I think a good bit. And I think they were okay from the start in a way. They played a not great opponent at the time in Bowling Green, so we didn't really know what to make of it. But they didn't allow a touchdown in two of their first three games against Bowling Green and Tennessee Tech. So, you know, we saw those performances and took them with a grain of salt, but they also struggled against Pitt a little bit. That's the one game they didn't do so well. But now we've seen Pitt go on and put up some big numbers against other teams. Kenny Pickett having a great season for Pittsburgh. So you put all that together, and the numbers are still pretty good once you see what they did against Missouri and South Carolina. And, you know, it's kind of, I think, a package deal where Tennessee's defense is feeding off what the offense is doing. The offense is putting opposing offenses in a really tough spot where they're playing from behind early, and that's allowing Tennessee's defense to kind of pin its ears back and play more aggressively, which is clearly what Josh Heupel wants to do anyway, but it's allowing Tennessee's defense to play from a position of strength, and I think giving them a better opportunity to have the kind of success they're having. So we'll see if they can keep that up this week. I don't think they're going to allow 20 or fewer points the way they did last week, but I do think they're capable of at least making some stops in this game. And let's face it, this is the kind of game where two or three stops might make the difference. This is it could be a score for score kind of just offensive shootout, and we'll see if it plays out that way. But I do think a lot of people are expecting that because these two defenses run the ball so well, and because Ole Miss's defense just isn't very good. So if it plays out that way, Tennessee's defense having a chance to make a few stops, that could be the difference in the game. And if they just find a little bit of success, that gives Tennessee a shot, in my opinion.
Ryan Callahan, 24/7, Go Vols 24/7. That's how you can follow him on Twitter. You talk about, you know, the thing about it is people think, oh, they're just, both these teams, they just throw it all over the yard. You mentioned it, Ole Miss running the football, mm-hmm. Tennessee running the football. Which are we, as a Vol fan, should be worried about Tyon Evans? Because I think a lot of people thought, he'll be back, but that ankle seems to be lingering.
It's a concern. At best, I think he's a game time decision, and there's legitimate concern about whether he will be available for this game. So no doubt that is not ideal for Tennessee. He's been really good the last couple of weeks in particular, and he's obviously the team's leading rusher. They've been without Jabari Small. If he's out there this week, That could offset Tyon Evans' lack of availability if he does sit out. But certainly, Tyon Evans, I think the consensus is he's probably Tennessee's best running back. You'd like to have him out there, and he gives you a little more explosion, I think, than the other guys do. That 92-yard touchdown run he had against Missouri, and just everything he's done, I think clearly it would be a loss for Tennessee not to have him out there tomorrow. So we'll see what he looks like in pregame warmups. The door's not closed on him playing, but I think there's enough concern that we can say it's a coin flip at best whether he plays as of right now. And that's not what Tennessee fans wanted to hear going into this game. You want to have every weapon out there because you're going to need it against an Ole Miss team that, let's face it, you might need to score 48, 52 points to win this game.
All right, let's talk about the important thing heading into this game, the uniforms. Orange wave tomorrow, dark mode last week. We talked about dark mode. Once you saw it on the field, what did you think?
You know, I thought it played pretty well. I think they did a good job under the circumstances with making what they could out of the helmets, despite the supply chain issues and all that. Those black stickers added to the helmets and the black face mask in particular made it work okay. I think it still would have looked better with black helmets, but overall I think the whole package looked pretty good, and it was certainly well received by players, by recruits. That's exactly why you're doing it. You know, players like that love to see different uniforms. The players, you know, they showed the team's reaction last week. They were fired up. You know, look good, play good. That's what a lot of these coaches look at it like, and players certainly look at it that way. You can't argue with the results. They won the game, and it was a fun day for everybody. Now that this week, the new gimmick, I guess you could say, back to checker kneeling. Tennessee's trying that for the first time in 4 years because they just sold out a game for the first time in 4 years. I think that all kind of goes together. There's just more excitement around the program when you do some different things. So I think all that, not to say that the alternate uniforms have led to this, certainly that's more about the way the team is playing, but all that goes into selling the program and making it more exciting and recruiting and everywhere else. And, you know, it's crazy that they've gone from now having an 89,000 plus announced crowd last week to in 1 week selling out this game. They hadn't drawn over, hadn't hit the 90,000 mark in any of their first four home games this year. And now they've got their first sellout crowd in 4 years. So people are definitely responding to this team. But yeah, I think the uniforms went over pretty well last week. Didn't hear nearly as much negativity as I thought with the black uniforms.
Well, and you mentioned recruiting. Saturday night, this kind of thing, you know, you just said everything that you just said. I would imagine, I know Walter Nolan's going to be there. By the way, I didn't know if you know, NBA quarterback Marcel Reed is coming over. He's going to be, he's our Tim Leeper player, the Mid-State Player of the Week. He's going to be on the show tomorrow morning. I think he's probably more interested in Ole Miss than Tennessee right now, quite frankly. But tomorrow night is a huge recruiting night, isn't it?
It is, and this is no official visitors this weekend, but a ton of unofficial visitors, especially with the 2023 class. This is a big, big weekend, as you mentioned, guys like Marcel Reed. They initially were going to have a five-star quarterback from California in also, but he's not going to be able to make it in now. But still, Walter Nolan finally making his first game at Tennessee. Jaden Davis, the number one overall prospect in the 2024 class, a quarterback from South Carolina. So a bunch of big-time players like that and some important in-state players and targets from Georgia and things like that. So this is a big opportunity. That definitely the biggest recruiting weekend they've had so far under Josh Heupel, and they might add to that next month with the Georgia game, which is always one of their biggest recruiting weekends. But certainly they wanted to take advantage of the sellout crowd and the atmosphere they're expecting to have tomorrow night, and no question they're going to have a pretty nice turnout from what we've seen so far.
Well, it should be fun. Again, a sellout crowd, and on a Saturday night, you can't beat that. Ryan Callahan, 24/7. Go Vols, 24/7. Ryan, as always, enjoy the weekend. Should be I guess it already is. It's just a big weekend of football, right?
Yeah, starting to feel like old times up here. A lot of buzz around Tennessee football. It's been a few years since we could say that. So, yeah, it should be fun. Enjoy the weekend, guys.
All right, thanks, Ryan. Thanks, Ryan. All right, we'll take a break. Hey, coming up at the top of the hour, it will be Picking with the Pickers, presented by Tim Leeper Roof and Dave Matthews Band member Jeff Coffin will be joining us. Your phone calls to the top of the hour on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600.
There's a reason why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. App, simple to use. They've got great odds on all different betting markets, unique fun bet types like same game parlays and exclusive always on promotions. They even get your winnings safely in as little as 24 hours. Such a range of betting options, player props, futures. You can find it at FanDuel Sportsbook. And right now, bet on any game. FanDuel will refund you up to $1,000 back. And if you don't win in your first bet, site credit, no strings attached. Just place any bet you want. You win, keep the cash. If you lose, you'll get your entire bet up to $1,000 back in that site credit. If you never tried FanDuel Sportsbook, what are you waiting for? What a great, great deal this is. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started and be sure to sign up with promo code GREGP. FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code GREGP.
Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no Northeast travel and no touch freight with our late model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
Introducing new Kraft sandwiches at Slim Chickens. Try our Chicken Club sandwich with crispy bacon and cheese, the Cayenne Ranch sandwich with fried onions and Cayenne Ranch mayo, the Buffalo Ranch sandwich that's tossed in spicy buffalo sauce, or the crispy chicken sandwich, which is anything but basic. Slim's lineup of four Kraft sandwiches. The choice is yours. Whether you're driving through, ordering online, or pulling up curbside, Slim's has you covered.
With three locations in Murfreesboro, Mount Juliet, and Hendersonville.
Hello, this is Greg Pogue. The first time I met Tim Leeper, owner of Tim Leeper Roofing, I didn't know I needed a roof on my home, but I recalled meeting Tim as a huge supporter of Hope Hines' annual charity golf tournament, and upon further research at timleeperroofing.com, that his long-based Mid-State company was a former recipient of Roofing Contractor of the Year in Tennessee. Now in these trying times, we all should seek a comfort level personally and professionally. So if you have roofing issues, either residential or commercial, I recommend Tim Leeper Roofing. Please give them a visit at Tim Leeper Roofing.
The George Blaster Show.
It's great. You finally landed in a place where you're going to thrive with the greatest people on sports radio, pretty much.
Weekdays starting at 2.
It's sports talk the way it should be.
The George Blaster Show.
Man, it's great to have you back, my friend.
The George Blaster Show.
This isn't going to be that much better now with George on afternoons, man. I can't wait, man.
George Blaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
Sports Radio, WNSR. Greg Pope, John Burton Show, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel, Goggin Cold Haul. Patton Cook, Patton underscore Cook, at John Burton 32, at the Pogster, and all of our social media platforms here at the station, at Nash Sports Radio, WNSR.com, and just download the app. Take us wherever you want. 615, or take us wherever we might not want to go. 615-844-5600. Eric, good morning.
Hey, good morning, fellas. I'm going to get to NFL in a minute, but one quick thing about the Predators lost last night to Kraken, and I didn't realize this. They talked about the Predators. Well, I tell you, the issues against expansion teams, because not only did they lose to Kraken, they gave Las Vegas their first win, and they also gave Columbus their first win with their expansion team. So make of that what you will.
Yeah. it bees that way sometimes. But like we said, you know, those two teams are no ordinary expansion teams. They were, the cupboard is not bare.
It wasn't
they were,
the Predators.
Right.
In the
exactly.
Expansion.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They've been stocked pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I've heard some people say it's not good. Some people say, but again, I don't know because I just don't know what to make of it. So
I know what to make of it. It's one game.
Yeah, I agree. But there are already some people think this is going to be a tough season for us because of what happened.
After one game, Eric?
Yeah, believe it or not, yeah.
Quit listening to those people, Eric.
Yeah. you need to listen to some different people.
No, you're right, guys. I'm not worried about it, guys. Just a couple of thoughts on some NFL games this weekend. Guys, I tell you, the most interesting game this weekend is going to be the Chargers against the Ravens with Justin Herbert against Lamar Jackson. Even though the Chargers have the better team, it's going to be interesting to see. Lamar Jackson just seems to just like carry this team on his back and pulls it out of the fire no matter what. But you just wonder how long he's going to be able to do it this season as the season goes on. Because if he goes down, of course, they're in serious trouble. But, hey, give him his props. I mean, he does what it takes to win. And then you've got Arizona, of course, against Cleveland. You're going to have Kyler Murray against Baker Mayfield, although – Chandler Jones is out because of COVID. I think they said that I think he's going to play, but Kyler Murray was a little bit banged up. And I also heard that DeAndre Hopkins didn't have COVID, but I hear reports that he apparently is not feeling well. So that's going to be interesting, too, that Arizona could be coming in a little bit handicapped. And as far as the Monday night game goes, guys, it's just going to be interesting because it's kind of sort of like last year. Not a lot of people think the Titans going to win. Would it shock me if they won? No, it wouldn't shock me if they won. But if you're asking me objectively, I don't think they're going to win. due to the fact that Buffalo is just, to me, even though Arizona's undefeated, I think Buffalo is the best team in the NFL right now, and they're so balanced. And like I said, I just think this is part of the revenge tour. They want to get the Titans back for what happened last year, and I think they're going to come in here just ready to play. So we'll just see what happens, guys. I'm going to get off and let you get the smoke
right.
Callers. Y'all take care and have a great weekend.
Thank you, Eric. Why are people not buying the Cardinals? They're undefeated, but I just don't get the sense that anybody's...
Because they're the Cardinals. They're not a traditional you know, team you think about
right.
as being one of the upper echelon of the National Football League. I think a lot of people think, okay, they're off to a good start, but they'll come down to earth. They'll level out. They'll level off. I don't know. I'm a big believer. You are what your record says you are. You know, they passed every test they've had so far, and you can only play who, you know, you're scheduled against, and they've beaten everybody, including the Titans, who, you know, a lot of people around here going into the season thought was a Super Bowl contender. They came in here opening day and smacked this team around.
Well, and they won at LA, at the Rams. That's in my
right,
mind.
Exactly.
That's the and I mean, you look. Yeah, you're right. Who have they beaten? They've beaten the 49ers, the Rams, the Vikings. All right, but the Titans and the Titans, Rams, and 49ers. But certainly the Rams.
Yes.
And that was on the road. I just don't get much. Have a lot of people give a lot of love to a 5-0 team, and of course Baker Mayfield.
And I
gotta love his wife. You know, she was right for what she said, but you don't need the wife saying it, right?
From where I sit, yes.
It's not one of those be out of sight
because it just fans the flames. So now, if he goes out here against Arizona and stinks it up, and the Browns lose, you know, it's going to increase even more. And, you know, even the week before that, you know, Baker was posting some stuff. The problem is Baker Mayfield is I think he's a good quarterback, and I think he's a mentally strong guy, but he is easily triggered, you know. But it's ridiculous. You turn on these, like, phony debate shows. Topic A every day is Baker Mayfield. Is he an elite quarterback? Should the Browns pay him? Should they move on? Should they trade Odell? And I understand, you know, in today's world, it gets to be a little much, but – you keep clapping back or your wife keeps clapping back, you better play well and you better win, because if you don't, you're going to get it twice as bad, right?
Yeah, and you just don't need those distractions.
Yeah.
There's no,
right.
You know, you already got enough to deal with already.
Exactly. And getting back to the Cardinals real quick, listen, I think they are legit. I think the Bills are the best team in the NFL, despite the fact that they're 4-1 and the Cardinals are 5-0, but I think the Cardinals are legit. They, you know, Kyler Murray is a legit MVP candidate. He is a little banged up with a shoulder. He's got like an AC joint deal. Chandler Jones, okay, he may not play Sunday, but I don't think he's had a sack since opening day when he had 5 against the Titans. So, you know, how much of a factor has he been the last 4 weeks, right?
You know, hockey season is full swing, and there's no better place to bet on the NHL than FanDuel Sportsbook. NHL parlays are the perfect way to make every shot feel like a hat trick. You can turn a little bet into a big parlay, and all season long, FanDuel is giving every customer NHL parlay insurance. You get up to $25 back each day if your parlay falls one leg short. Don't have a FanDuel account? Why not? Sign up now using promo code GREGP to place your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. FanDuel is always hooking you up with great odds, exclusive offers. Plus, when you win, you'll get paid out in as little as 24 hours. This hockey season and all sports seasons, make every moment count and bet on the NHL with FanDuel Sportsbook. And remember to use the promo code GREGP.
Use the promo code GREGP.
Indeed, so they know I sent you. Now, you got to be 21 and older and present in Tennessee. Parlay insurance, max refund $25 per day, risk-free bet for first online real money wager. Only refund issued is non-withdrawable. Site credit expires in 7 days for parlay insurance and 14 days for risk-free bet. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789. More of your phone calls right after the break.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Think you might have ED? Not sure? Well, we'd like to let you in on a little secret. ED is common. About 40% of men experience ED by age 40. But the solution is simple. Find it at forhims.com.
I didn't have to talk to a doctor in person. There was no copay, and the medication was shipped right to my door in discreet packaging.
Hims took care of it, fast and easy. Now our love life is better than ever. Get access to doctors online who can prescribe you FDA-approved ED medication if appropriate. The same active ingredient as name brands, but 90% cheaper. Skip the waiting rooms and pharmacy lines. Get a free medical consultation and rise to the occasion or your money back. Go to forhims.com/joy to get your first visit free. No copay required. The only way to get this special offer is to go to forhims.com/joy. forhims.com/joy.
Dad, guess what?
What?
You are going to be a grandfather.
That's great. You're going to be a wonderful mom. And I can't wait to be a grandpa. Not too long ago, moments like this with my daughter would have been a challenge. It was a long road for me to find myself again after Vietnam. I struggled to connect with almost everyone and preferred being alone. It was my neighbor Jim, another Vietnam veteran, who finally convinced me that I could still connect with my family and find that fulfilling life I'd lost. In fact, I called Jim first with the news about my granddaughter, Lizzie. Hey, Jim, I'm going to be a grandfather.
Congratulations, Dave.
Hey, let's get together and celebrate.
Well, as long as you're not grilling.
My pride was my armor, but I didn't know it then. I couldn't put it into words. I was sad, I was scared, I felt alone. I didn't know how to reach out, so I hid behind anger and silence. But then I decided to listen to Jim, and I went for help down at the VA. If I can take that first step after almost 50 years, I know other veterans can too. Visit maketheconnection.net to find out more.
We prevent engine problems by changing the oil in our car. But when it comes to our hearts, we often wait until there's a problem. Why wait for problems when you can be preventative? Soul-T is a patented tea extract that can help reduce cholesterol and help maintain heart health. I have friends who have been taking Soul-T for years, and the results have been remarkable. And they owe it to Soul-T. Don't wait for a problem. Come to soulteat.com/radio and start taking care of your heart today with a special 25% discount exclusively at soulteat.com/radio.
Golfers, it's time to tee it up at Edwin Watts Golf Shops for the Callaway Apex Trade-In Event running now through October 31st. Bring in any of your old clubs and receive a 50% trade-in bonus towards new Apex 21 irons. The Apex, Apex Pro, and Apex DCB are designed with artificial intelligence for faster ball speeds. Swing by and get custom fit today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
Your exclusive national sports radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. Today we'll have time to clouds and sun with a high of 86. Mostly cloudy tonight, low 66. Friday, variably cloudy with showers and thunderstorms coming likely, mainly in the afternoon, high 84. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on national sports radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Once again, top of the hour, Picking with the Pickers, presented by Tim Leeper Roofing. Dave Matthews Band member Jeff Coffin will be joining us, saxophone player, multiple Grammy winner from many things over the years. Just a great guy on everything else. One of our very own.
Friend of show.
Yes, it is. Him and his wife, Lyoko, is just so cool. Anyway, let's go back to the phone, 615-844-5600. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. Yeah, that Phillip guy you're going to have on there, he'll probably pick that Vanderbilt team, being a homer, so I don't know.
Yeah, what about that, Phillip? He's been to 78 Dave Matthews Band concerts. Your dad gives him off that much time?
I guess he hadn't heard the songs enough, but anywho, no, it's a great band. I love it. It's one of my favorites as well, so that'll be a great person to have on. That call last night, I don't think he would have got a hit again. He didn't look very confident against Scherzer anyway. But
right,
come on, man, let him make. You know, that's just that check swing. I mean, it's a hard call for an umpire, but it wasn't even close. So, oh well, Bravo's got their hands full with the Dodgers.
Oh, they'd have their hands full either way. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
At least you got home field advantage, right?
Oh, do they? Okay, yeah, makes sense.
Division winner versus wild card, so.
That'll be a good series. The Braves bullpen did a lot better than I thought they would against your Brewers, so they're going to have to keep it up.
But yeah,
Dodgers are going to be tough. Y'all think Vanderbilt might score this weekend? What are the thoughts?
Might score?
I think they've got, you know what? I think they got a chance. You know, South Carolina's, you know, they're awful too. I mean, I think they got a chance. I really do. You think I'm crazy? What's the spread? 18? 18 and a half?
18 and a half.
I think they got a chance.
I always think you're crazy, but.
Well, I know that.
Anywho, I'm just kidding. They play competitive against Florida. That doesn't get you any wins.
I was going to say, hard to say that considering the final score is 42-0, but you're right.
I know.
A couple things, you know, go their way in that first half. You know, I'm not saying they were going to win. They were never going to win the game, but, you know, maybe, you know, make the score a little bit more reasonable, I guess.
Yeah. Hey, when's college basketball get going?
Around the 10th of November, they're already practicing. It's usually around – remember, they used to not start until Thanksgiving weekend, or even after Thanksgiving. No, but they start most of them around the 10th in that okay. – you know, what do you got, Patton?
Vandy starts November 10th.
Okay.
You nailed it.
There you go, Greg.
You nosed it.
I wish that
guy – I nosed it.
I miss getting excited about Vanderbilt.
That's Daryl Strawberry.
Maybe we'll get it going.
See you.
Thanks, Devo. See you, pal.
I nosed it.
You nosed it. You got it right on the nose, man.
So did Dwight Gooden.
Come on now. That's uncomfortable.
Or Lawrence Taylor.
That's low-hanging fruit. Come on. You're better than that.
Or Keith Richard.
You're better than that. Maybe you're not.
Apparently not.
No, I guess you're not.
Uh-huh. Right. Hey, coming up, Picking with the Pickers, presented by Tim Leeper Roofing, and as we mentioned, from the Dave Matthews Band, good buddy Jeff Coffin. And yeah, he's a buddy. Friend of the show.
Tom Rivers. Today's FDA advisory panel meeting could give answers to some people who got the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine, may be wondering about boosters. ABC's Whit Johnson has more.
First, they are expected to vote on a recommendation for those Johnson & Johnson booster shots. Then they will address this looming question of whether mixing and matching vaccines could also be safe and effective.
Former President Bill Clinton remains hospitalized in Southern California. He's being treated for an infection. Spokesperson says the 75-year-old is doing well and the infection is not related to COVID-19 or his history of heart problems. Red flag fire conditions in Southern California with the Santa Ana winds blowing hot, dry conditions. Extra firefighters are on duty. The extreme fire weather expected to be gone by the end of the weekend. Member of Britain's Parliament David Amos has died after being stabbed while meeting constituents at a church. 25-year-old man has been arrested. This is ABC News.
But we have a truck leaving with a big order on Tuesday.
Tina's floor manager retired, leaving her tortilla factory flat out.
What do you mean she's on a silent retreat?
She must fill the role and all those orders.
I'm gonna oversee production.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Schedule virtual interviews and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, I started my own restaurant because I love to cook. But that also means a lot of greasy pots and pans. And we can't waste time with endless sink changeovers. So we upgraded to Dawn Professional Pot and Pan.
Dawn Professional cleans 58% more pots and pans per sink than the leading competitor.
Less dish soap, fewer changeovers, and more time doing what we love.
Dawn Professional. It's clean. Upgraded. From P&G Professional.
Greg Pogue back once again to tell you about Bongo Java, Nashville's oldest and most celebrated coffee company, located at the Omni Nashville Hotel, just inside the Fifth Avenue entrance across from the Music City Center. Bongo Java's expert baristas take pride in their trade, serving up fresh locally roasted coffee, classic handcrafted espresso drinks, and fresh baked goods. Open every morning at 7 until 2 p.m. Monday through Saturday and noon on Sunday. Bongo Java adds to that great Omni Nashville Hotel experience.
And now Absolute Contracting Plus LLC, our premier full-service exterior expert, is reminding Americans to show support to the brave men and women who serve our U.S. military. This message is from Absolute Contracting Plus LLC, backed by over 20 years of experience and an A-plus rating on the BBB. For residential or commercial, roofing, siding, or gutters, call today at 615-788-5031 and online at AbsoluteContractingPlus.com. Absolute Contracting Plus LLC, proudly saluting our troops and veterans.
Behold,
it's the single greatest thing on earth.
Are you listening to me?
From the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios, welcome back to the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show. Brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel and by Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town. Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600.
Hold your nose because the bull's about to fly.
Ow. Now, here's Greg Vogue and News Channel 5's John Burton.
Behold, a fiendish masterpiece!
This is Pickin' with the Pickers. For years, every Friday morning during football season, you've heard legends pick their picks.
Vince Gill, Steve the Colonel Cropper, Kathy Lee Gifford, Killer Bees, Dave Mason, Rob Schneider, Arsenio Hall.
It's time to pick the brains of the Pickers as they tell their tales and pick their picks. Pickin' with the Pickers is presented by Tim Leeper Roofing. And now, here are your hosts for Pickin' with the Pickers, Greg Poe and News Channel 5's John Burton.
It is time, as the man said, Pickin' with the Pickers, presented by Tim Leeper Roofing. And, well, what can you say about Jeff Coffin that he can't say about himself? a globally recognized saxophonist, composer, educator a professor at Blair School of Music at Vanderbilt, member of the legendary rock band Dave Matthews Band, three-time Grammy winner from his days with Bela Fleck and the Flecktones. He's put out 15-plus solo efforts, owns his own record company, Ear Up Records, and on top of everything else, pretty good guy. Good morning, Jeff. How you doing, man?
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, fellas, how are you?
What are you doing, man?
It's great to talk with you, man.
You know where you're not on? You're not in a concert right now? I thought y'all like do double headers or what?
You know, I just got home yesterday morning. We've been on tour since basically early July. We've been able to stay in our COVID bubble and stay safe, and so I just got back yesterday. I'm home for about 2 weeks, then get about another 10 days, 2 weeks out, and then home for about 3 months. Of course, you know, my wife just left this morning to go back to Japan to visit her family for 5 weeks. So, you know, we had about 24 hours together. That's his life, right?
Hey, I just saw some concert dates added for Madison Square Garden in, what, next month? Yeah. I mean, some of the venues you guys play, wow.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I mean, you know, legendary places. And, you know, a lot of history in those spots. And you know, I know that those shows are already sold out. You know, go through the hallowed halls, man. And, you know, this is the stuff you dream of when you're a kid.
You know, you mentioned, you know, just all the adjustments that you've had to make due to COVID and stuff. It's been a year and a half. What's the adjustment been like, and have you guys gotten used to it?
Well, it's, you know, it's been an interesting adjustment. I mean, for me, I just... You know, being home, I hadn't been home for that amount of time since like the early 90s. I hadn't had an open sort of time period. So I just dug in, man. I just got creative and I wrote a bunch of music, recorded a bunch of music, was sending stuff to people because I knew they had no work. And, so I was able to pay musicians to play on stuff. I was doing a live stream every Friday and ended up raising over $10,000 for local musicians. And I wrote some children's books, one of which just got published a couple of weeks back. It came out. It's called The Rabbit, The Carrot, The Crow, and The Quarry. Hmm. And you can find that on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, and that's been really good. And I wrote an app, you know, like an improvisation app for students that just came out a few days ago. So there's been a lot of stuff, you know. And so for us as a band, you know, we recorded some music late last year. We all went in individually, Of course, the horn section, me and Rashawn Ross went in together into Virginia. And so there's going to be a new record coming out next year with the band.
Nice.
And it sounds awesome. So, you know, I mean, you know, we're improvisers, man. That's what we do. And so we've had to improvise for almost the last, you know, 18 or so months, 16, 18 months, and try to figure it out. And so, you know, I get to hang with my wife for a year and a half, which was amazing. And I didn't have to see Greg for a year and a half.
Oh, well.
You know, so, oh, man, I envy you so much.
Thank you, COVID.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, Jeff. Hey, what, let me ask you this: with all the things you do, what which day of the month do you sleep? Because I mean, it just
usually Tuesday.
Tuesday.
One Tuesday a month.
Okay. I mean, but how do you juggle everything? Because I mean, we could go in 14 different directions from you: the educational component, Dave Matthews, your label, the writing, everything that you get into. It's just, I don't know how you do it, really, Jeff.
Well, it's a challenge, but you know, it's like making choices. It's you know, it's time management. It's one of the things I tell my students all the time too. I said, there's, you know, because they're Vanderbilt students, they're super smart, right? So I get them with this one though. I'm like, how many hours are in a week? And they look at me dumbfounded. Right? They're like, 24. I don't know. I said, it was 168 hours in a week. So what I tell them, I say, if you study with me for an hour a week, you're on your own for 167 hours. That's a long time between their next lesson, you know? And so I'm like, well, who's really doing the teaching here? I said, it's not me. It's you. So, you know, time management is a big part of how I have to deal with my days and making sure that, you know, like I've got some assistants that help with certain things, so I'm able to delegate, which is a big part of you know, anybody's success, I think. You know, it's one of the reasons why Dave Matthews and Bela Fleck are such great leaders is because they delegate to their musicians what they need to do. It's like, I trust you to take care of business so I can do what I need to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so I think that's a big part of it. So for me, you know, I know what I have to do and when I have to do it and how to sort of slot it in, you know. I don't get a chance to hang out a whole lot with friends. And when I do, it's you know, it's a little bit of time, and but I really appreciate it. But, you know, I have hobbies. I love drawing, and I love photography and different things. But, you know, music is all-consuming for me. It has been for a very long time. But I love my life. You know, I love doing what I do, and the things are important to me. I get to do those things, and you know, I don't go out to the lake on the weekends. I don't own a boat. So you know, you could say there's certain things that I've missed, and you know, it's probably true. But there are certain things I've gained also that I think are really magical and wonderful in my life. And you know, I've gotten to go around the world with my saxophone, which is pretty amazing.
I was going to say, I mean, when you're doing what you love to do, you don't really notice so much that, oh yeah, I'm a little tired. I haven't slept a whole lot because, like you said, right, you're so into what you're doing and you get so much fulfillment out of it, and you're like, I'll sleep when I'm dead.
Yeah, I mean, I've been tired for 35 years, man.
But it's funny because, you know, as a personal trainer, I tell my clients all the time, pretty much what you tell your students, it's like, hey, I only have you for an hour a day. The other 23 are up to you. You know,
yeah,
I can only do so much, right? Yeah.
Yep, absolutely.
Jeff, before you go back out on tour, I'm going to take you on a boat ride, okay?
Come on, I'm in, man.
I'm serious. I am serious. We will meet at Fate Sanders Marina, and we'll go float around on Percy Priest Lake. That way you
can... totally into it, Greg.
I'm serious. I mean, before you go back out. Okay?
You know, I grew up on the water. I grew up fishing up in Maine with my dad. We would take the canoe and go into these small ponds and fly fish when I was a kid. And you know, even being on the ocean, I absolutely adore it. I love being on the water. And I just don't have enough time, you know, to do it. But I'll go with you, man. I absolutely will plan it.
I'm going to set it up because I got some friends that can do that. Brian Carper, his guide service. It's going to be a pontoon boat ride, He hands you the rod, he hands you the bait, and then when you catch the fish before you leave, they even clean them for you, so you'll be able to take some fish home with you.
Let's go.
All right. I'm serious about this, Jeff. Jeff Coffin with us, of course, the Dave Matthews Band. I saw where the Dave Matthews Band inside and outside exhibit at the Grammy Museum has been extended through February. Have you been to see it? And how cool is that, just at the Grammy Museum to have an exhibit?
You know, I haven't been to see it. We were in that area, and I didn't get to the hall, but I plan to, you know, if I'm up in that area before it closes out. But yeah, what an honor, man! What an honor. I know also that the Flecktones currently have an exhibit. I think it's going for like 5 years at the an instrument museum in Phoenix, Arizona, and so we all sent some instruments to that as well. Because I spent 14 years with Bela before joining up with Dave, who I've now been with for 13.
Wow, that's
crazy. Hard to believe. Mm.
Yeah. Hey, you know, and 2 weeks ago we had Sam Bush on, and I'm telling you, one of the best live albums. Oh, come on. Don't start with me.
I love Sam. Yeah. You know, I got to tell you a story, man, one time about Sam. We were at Telluride, and it was the big bluegrass festival, and I had Sam sign one of my cheeks, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, my God.
And we laughed about it, man. You know, because, you know, you get women, you know, what is hide my boobs, you know? And I'm like, oh, God, you've got to be kidding me. There's insanity out there, right? And so I had Sam sign my, I think it was my right cheek, yeah.
And you're telling that?
Well, it was a long time ago, you know.
I'm just happy he's comfortable enough to share that with us on the radio.
Oh, wait, we're on the radio?
Yeah. There's a couple of people listening right now.
Jeff, we're going to have one of our station sponsors. I was telling you about this, the Strike and Spare Studios, Strike and Fair, the Family Fun Centers. Philip Cox, who you've exchanged some emails with, seen. He's their director of revenue and general manager of the Murfreesboro location. He's going to come on and be the picker for you. I think it's 78 times. There's people seeing you 100 plus, and of course, I guess the only other comparison I can think like that is the Grateful Dead back in the day and the Deadheads.
Right.
But is it? And I know I've asked you this many times, but has it ever ceased to amaze you that just people that follow you all over the place?
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable, man. And no, it never ceases to amaze me. You know, I've met people that have been to over 400 shows.
Oh.
Mm. And you know, I mean, I get it, man. I'm passionate about music also, but you know, for me as a player, you know, it's hard to go to a lot of shows. You know, I mean, without the fans, who do we play for? Nobody. And so, you know, what they bring to the table is remarkable and appreciated beyond words. And I mean that in all sincerity, that, you know, the fans are the reason that we're able to do what we do. And, you know, I mean, I've played for four or five people in the club before. And, you know, but I've also played for 100,000 people. And I prefer the 100,000. You know, I mean, it's different. It's meaningful in a different kind of way, you know. And, you know, and you hear, wow, if I can just touch one person, you know, that's true. For sure, and maybe out of those four people, maybe somebody was moved like that. But also with 100,000 people, you know, it's more of a collective movement that's going on, and there's something really special about that. The band has been together now for 30 years this year, and there's no signs of slowing down at all, man. You know, if anything, this band is ramping up and has a new life and a new energy since the addition of the keyboardist Buddy Strong, and he kind of completed the band in sort of this new era of the band, and it's remarkable, man. Every night is just remarkable, and I say that having had a 25-year career, 30-year career, and So it's a pretty special group of people. And if people haven't heard the band in the last few years, man, come out and hear the band because it's on fire, dude. On fire.
Jeff, I would go as far to say is, you know, you talk about your fans and people traveling to the ends of the earth to watch you guys play and perform. I mean, the only mm-hmm. other band I can think of is the Grateful Dead that's on that level. Do you sometimes think about that?
Yeah, I do. You know, it's pretty remarkable. And again, you know, not many bands stand the test of time like that either. You know, the Dead mm-hmm. are certainly one of those groups. The Rolling Stones are certainly one of those groups. And, you know, I mean, you think about it, man, the Beatles were only together for 7 years.
Yeah. Amazing.
You know? Which is, yeah, amazing it, to say the least, for sure. So, you know, a lot of bands kind of come and go. But to have the longevity, I think, really speaks to the leadership of those groups also. You know? And I can say, you know, and the Flecktones have been around now for 30 years, too. And so unequivocally, you know, it comes down to the way that people are treated, the way that people are made to feel, and how the music connects to people, not only in a generation, but multi-generationally as well. And you know, you see that with the Dead, you see it with the Stones, you see it with Matthews, you see it with the Flecktones. You know, there's three generations of people now coming to these shows. Mm. And that is pretty unbelievable, you know. And you see people, you know, like you see older people with their kids and then their kids. So, you know, we've got grandchildren coming to these shows.
No, you're not that old, Joe. Hey, Jeff, what are you, washing dishes? I know you're multitasking over there. Why?
I'm washing. Well, actually, I'm making tea.
Oh, you're making tea.
I'm a tea guy, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
But hold on, man. I don't get up early. Well, actually, I got up super early this morning. I had to take my wife to the airport. But usually, you know, I don't get up too awfully early.
You know, we've touched on it in the work you're doing over there, and certainly what Ryan Mitta has done leading the jazz studies department at Blair School at Vanderbilt. Ryan has done an amazing job with that and everything. He's an incredible musician in his own right, another great sax player. But it's the teaching component that weighs heavy on you, doesn't it, that responsibility?
It does. It's something I've been doing for many years, and it's something that I take very, very, very seriously. And, you know, COVID and the shutdown has affected that in the sense that, you know, I can't, I haven't really been able to go in on a one-on-one level, especially because I'm still touring right now, too, so I've been doing Zoom lessons again this semester.
Mm.
But I've got incredible students, and, you know, as a clinician also, I've done well over 300 clinics around the country and around the world over the last however many years, and I continue to do it while I'm out. You know, I'm teaching while I'm on the road, and of course when I'm home, I'm trying to teach as much as I can also. And I love it. I love the connection with the students. It kind of keeps me young in a way. Also, you know, being around that youthful energy is really beautiful. And you know, I'm kind of an advisor, big brother, parental uncle figure to a lot of these students too, in the sense that they're just coming out of, you know, a situation where, you know, they're coming out of high school and suddenly they kind of have all this freedom, you know, and they get to make their own decisions and they have no idea what the heck to do. And so, you know, you got to talk them out of the tree sometimes you know, help them figure out, you know, what they're doing and how to do it and how to make their decisions. And, you know, so it's a big responsibility and one that I definitely don't take lightly. But it's fantastic. And the Blair School of Music, the jazz department at the Blair School is fantastic. You know, this is the first year it's been accredited. Degree, a jazz studies degree, and what Ryan has done over there is nothing short of a miracle, in my opinion.
So, yeah, check it out when you can, the Blair School of Music, man. We're rocking it over there, having fun, you know, making some great musicians.
You know, and the thing is, too, with Ryan and his big band, he's rocking it out with that, too. So, hey, Jeff, what are we going to do? We're going to take a break, and we come back. We'll pick some games, bring a couple of other folks on with us, and we'll get to you, and I'll start getting our boat trip set, okay?
That sounds good.
All right. Sure. All right, Jeff Coffin, the Dave Matthews Band, picking with the pickers. Tim at Leaper Roofing will pick some games right after this. Hello, this is Greg Pogue. The first time I met Tim Leaper, owner of Tim Leaper Roofing, I didn't know I needed a roof on my home, but I recalled meeting Tim as a huge supporter of Hope Hines' annual charity golf tournament, and upon further research at timleaperroofing.com, that his long-based Mid-State company was a former recipient of Roofing Contractor of the Year in Tennessee. Now in these trying times, we all should seek a comfort level personally and professionally. So if you have roofing issues, either residential or commercial, I recommend Tim Leaper Roofing. Please give them a visit at Tim Leaper Roofing.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-431-9102. 800-431-9102. That's 800-431-9102.
Hi, I'm Vivica Fox. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been helping our best friends in their worst times, during hurricanes, tornadoes, and increasingly, wildfires. They're real heroes to these animals. But Mother Nature isn't the only danger that animals face. Sometimes it's human nature that's the greatest threat. Each year, more than 6 million beautiful, adoptable animals are being abandoned, and more than 1 million are euthanized before they can be rescued. These animals need heroes too. Heroes to open up their hearts and homes and to give them the love they deserve. Be a hero to an animal in need. Consider becoming an American Humane Rescue Volunteer or adopt from your local shelter. Visit AmericanHumane.org to find out how you can be a hero and help our best friends in their worst times.
What is it about a classic that appeals to us? Hello, I'm Sammy Stewart, president of F&M Bank. There are a few classics that haven't changed: this truck and these glasses. You know, with proper maintenance and a few upgrades, a classic still works today. We invite you to experience the classic customer service at F&M Bank that has been our hallmark since 1906. Check us out at myfmbank.com.
F&M Bank, your money.
Smart choice.
Your exclusive National Sports Radio, WNSR, Skyscan forecast. For today, it's going to be mostly cloudy, showers likely, and spots of thunderstorm into the evening. Today's high 82. Clearing with a couple of showers and thunderstorms overnight, low 50. Sunshine Saturday, high 68. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio, WNSR.
Craig Pope, John Burton's show, presented by Omni National Hotel and Goggin Cold Hall, coldest team in town, picking with the pickers, presented by Tim Leaper Roofing. Our guest today, Jeff Coffin, member of the Dave Matthews Band, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And Jeff, by the way, give a shout out to Rudy's Jazz Club. I know it was closed, but you know, everybody's been doing over there to get back up through the COVID, and really our only true jazz club in the city.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, named after Rudy Wooten, who passed a few years back, saxophonist, member of the Wooten Brothers. And, one of the Wooten Brothers, not a member of. He was one of them. And, I got a couple of dates coming up at Rudy's in January myself that should be a lot of fun. January 14th and 21st with the trio, with the great Victor Krause on bass, Allison Krause's brother, Victor Krause on bass, and Jordan Pearlson on drums. And I've got the great Bill Evans, saxophonist, sitting in that night also, who played with Miles Davis and so many other people. And he's living here in town now. And I think Chris Walters is also going to be playing. And on the 21st, I've got an incredible violinist named Billy Contreras, who's going to be sitting in with us also. And so we got some cool stuff going on over there. So, yeah, support Rudy's Jazz Room if you get a chance.
Indeed.
Check it out down there on 8th and Gleaves.
Let's bring in Tim, Tim Leeper. Tim, say hello to Jeff Coffin.
Hi, Jeff. How you doing, bud?
What's up, Tim?
Hey, man, everything's good over here.
Tim's a very serious picker, by the way. I'll just let you know that. He's planning on winning.
I am not a serious picker.
He said...
Oh, they're a serious picker when they say I'm not a serious picker.
And let's bring in Philip Cox. He is the director of revenue and the general manager of Strike and Spare Studios. That's us, Strike and Spare Family Fun Center. Philip, good morning. How you doing?
I am well, Greg. How are you, sir?
Good. Well, say hello to Jeff Coffin.
Hello, Jeff. How are you this morning?
Good, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well. Doing well. I'm a lot brighter than you guys were on Tuesday night over in Arkansas.
What'd you say, Jeff?
I said, is he the guy I talk to if I want to come bowling?
Yes.
That's right. That's right. Just give me a shout anytime.
How many times, Philip?
I've seen the band a couple of times. I'm up to, 77 at this point.
77? You slacker.
Yeah, I know. I know some people that have seen them more, but I get to as many as I can.
Well, we appreciate that, brother. Thank you.
Well, let's pick some games.
You guys are great.
Well, Philip.
Mr. Schmidto makes me work every now and then.
So. I was going to say, how do you get off to go that many concerts? Anyway.
Shout out to Steve and Mike. I'm sure they're listening right now, by the way.
Well, let's pick some games now. Philip, you're going to pick for Jeff because Jeff doesn't know squat about football.
Yeah, he's right about that.
Greg,
I do want to point out, however,
okay,
that my picks in the past have been pretty exemplary.
You don't even remember. I don't believe that at all.
I do. I remember. You don't remember because you have too many people on your show. But I remember.
Yeah, you only come once a year. You only do this once a year.
Yeah, I know, but I've rocked it both times. Crushing.
I'm trying to find the games here.
We need to find the record.
Yeah, you do that. You find that record, and you tell your fans what a badass I am.
All right, here we go. And you can jump in here, Jeff, if you want. Let's let Jeff pick, too. What the hell?
Absolutely.
Yes. Ole Miss is at Tennessee tomorrow. Ole Miss is a 2.5-point favorite. Jeff, we'll start with you since you're the picker.
Well, I can't go against Tennessee. I mean, come on.
All right.
I'm picking Tennessee on this one. I'm picking Tennessee by 3.
All right. Tim?
I'm taking Ole Miss this time.
No!
I'm taking Ole Miss, boys.
We got to back up in a minute, don't we? We'll get the after. Let's go through this, and we got to get what we did last week. Let's do that. We'll do that in a minute. Let's get through the picking, and then Patton will give us where we are. I forgot to even do that. I'm just so excited to have Jeff on.
So am I, man.
Yeah. anyway.
It's great.
See, all right, Philip, Ole Miss minus 2.5 at Tennessee.
Look, Jeff, I'm sorry, buddy, to do this to you, but I can never pick Tennessee, so I'm going to have to take Ole Miss on this one.
John?
As a Vanderbilt fan, as somebody who works at Vanderbilt, you should be able to stand by that one as well. Just saying.
Wow.
Should be a fun high scoring game, but I'm going to take Ole Miss.
Yeah, I'm going with Ole Miss as well. I think they're just further along in the progress. Mm-hmm. Okay, here's your chance for Vanderbilt. They go to South Carolina. South Carolina is an 18.5-point favorite. Jeff.
Oh, Vanderbilt's going to crush him.
Once again, proving he doesn't know what the hell he's talking about.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk tomorrow, Greg.
All right.
We'll talk tomorrow. Wait, when's the game?
Tomorrow. Yeah, it's tomorrow. Only thing they got to do is stay within 18 and a half. So that's, in a minute, you'll find out what I do.
Here's the thing, man. It's kind of like golf. All you got to do is score more points than the other person, right? All you got to do is put that little ball in that little hole. What's the big deal?
Yeah, how hard is that?
Right, exactly. How hard is that?
Yeah.
All Vanderbilt has to do is score more points than the other team. Come on.
That doesn't happen much.
I give you the coach.
Hey, Tim, South Carolina minus 18 and a half with Vanderbilt.
South Carolina. I'm not saying it's going to be a bloodbath, but I'm saying they're not going to cover.
Philip, I know where you're going. Go ahead and go there.
Well, yeah, I got to take Vanderbilt to cover. 18 and a half is a lot. Both these teams are really bad, so I got to take Vanderbilt to cover.
John? Ditto for what he said. Give me Vanderbilt to cover the 18 and a half, but it's not going to be an aesthetically pleasing football game.
Yeah, South Carolina, why are they 18 and a half favorite over anybody?
Yeah.
Vanderbilt there for me, Patton. Georgia minus 23 with Kentucky. Both these teams are undefeated. Georgia's a 23-point favorite over Kentucky, Jeff.
Georgia's a 23-point favorite over Kentucky?
Yes, sir.
Man, they should be at least 27.
Okay. Then give him Georgia. Tim?
Man, this one's hard for me. I picked Georgia all year, and they've more than covered every time, but I just have a hard time believing they're going to cover this spread against this Kentucky team. I think Kentucky's a sleeper here. I'm taking Kentucky.
All right. Philip?
I'm with Jeff on this one. I can see it 38-10, somewhere around there. I think Kentucky puts up a good fight early, but Georgia's just too good.
John?
Bulldogs. I think they're going to, you know, expose a few things about Kentucky between the hedges.
Yeah, I think Georgia sort of runs up and down the field. And their defense is historically really good.
Really good,
And so I'm going to go – I think that's a lot of points, but it's a lot of points for a reason. Yep. So I'm going to go Georgia minus 23. And then Monday Night Football, the Bills are 5.5-point favorites over at Nissan Stadium against the Titans. Jeff.
Well, once again, Greg, you're asking me to go against Tennessee, and I'm not going to do it.
Okay.
I'm going to say the Titans.
All right, Titans, picking with his heart. Tim?
Well, it seems like every other week we're good. Last week we were good, so I'm taking the Bills this week.
Minus 5.5. Philip?
I like that logic. My heart says Tennessee, but, I mean, if you've seen them, you know the Bills are going to cover here.
Okay. Him with the John?
This one's tough, man, but I'm going to take Buffalo. I'm going to take the Bills.
Bills.
Yeah.
I think the Titans hang around in this one. I think it's going to be a field goal game either way. So I'm going to go Titans plus the 5.5. And I'm going to go back and
find. Then we'll celebrate on the boat, Greg.
Okay. Okay. That's fine. Well, that is certainly fine.
Well, all these other guys can just go have wings.
Tim, thank you as always for sponsoring this and good luck. But let's do this before we let him go. Where are we in the standings, Pat? Let's do this real quickly.
Yeah, right now Tim is still top of the leaderboard.
Well, maybe that's why I wanted to get out of there. Yeah. Okay, yeah. So Tim's still leading.
Yep, Tim went 3-2 last week as well as John. So it's right now Tim and John. Tim's 15-10 overall. John is 14-10. So a game back is.
How about we pick one less game?
So Tim's 15-10. I'm 14-10.
Wait a minute. So
14-11.
Yes.
14-11.
Correct.
Okay, 14,
correct. Sorry about that.
It's that Austin P. math over there.
Awesome. 500 against the spread.
And then Greg, right now you're even money. 12-13 overall.
Right.
And then we've got the guests. They're 11-12. A good week from.
Well, they all got to add up to 25. So we'll figure it out later. Yeah. That's okay, Pat. I love you, buddy. Yeah. We've had him. You know, we've thrown him. We got five people talking at one time on here. So anyway, Tim, thank you, buddy. Appreciate you, man.
Thanks, Tim.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, and Philip.
All right,
and Philip, obviously, thanks for the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studio support by the Schmitto family and you as well. And I know we're going to be with George's George Plaster's event out at the Hermitage, and we're Hermitage Bowl, and we're going to be doing our show out there the Monday before that. Out in Hermitage.
That's right, that's
yep.
Right.
Yep. So we'll our show will be out there as well. And to, hey, Jeff, you're on tour in December, right?
No, I'll be home in December.
Well, okay. Hold on a second. Well, let me. You said you wanted to bowl. We're going to be doing this show on Monday. I take
22nd.
That. Yeah, November 22nd. You're on the road then.
22nd. No, I think I'm home.
All right. Well,
you're home. Yeah, the band is off then.
Well, then you can come out and hang with us, and we'll bowl for cash.
Yeah.
Right on.
That's for charity. How about that?
No, I'm serious. Yeah. Your social life with your lovely bride back home in Japan for 5 weeks, and when you're here,
you know what? She gets home on the 22nd. Greg, can't do it.
We'll figure it out. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Well, I'll just
have her
take an Uber.
Oh, 5 weeks, and yeah, that'll go over.
Sleeping on the couch tonight.
Hey, Philip, thanks, man, and say goodbye to Jeff. I know how big a fan you are of him and the Dave Matthews Band.
Oh, thank you for having me, Jeff. It's good to talk to you. I appreciate sending the email.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much, man. Hope to see you sometime.
All right. Take care.
All right, hey, Jeff. So, what's next few weeks going to be like? Just hanging and doing much of going fishing with me? What?
Yeah, got some sessions, doing some teaching, I started this brass band with Ray Mason in March of this year called the Wild Iris Brass Band, and so we've got a rehearsal coming up here in about a half hour, and Ray just showed up at my place, trombone in hand, and. It's a hat shop that's opening up. I don't even know where it is. But we're playing a gig.
All right.
Oh, no, it's across from Barcelona in Edgehill.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, in the Edgehill area. And that's awesome. It's a hat shop, and we're playing at 4:45 tomorrow.
Oh, really?
And, for an hour. So come out and check it out, man. It's a new hat shop opening up. It's like some high-end handmade hats or something. You know, there's a... The Mad Hatter rides again, you know?
Yeah. That's cool. Yeah. You don't, there you are, you know, you just got something going on all the time. Jeff, you know what I think about you and Ayoko, and I just love you guys, and we'll talk the next day or two, and we'll set up a float out on the lake.
I'm ready to go, man. I got my little float booties and everything.
Hey, thank you, Jeff, as always, buddy. See you, man.
All right, be well.
Thanks, fellas. Take care.
All right. Jeff Coffin, I was talking to what during the break.
Yeah,
they've sold over 50 million albums.
Wow,
50 million.
That's a lot of albums.
The album when it's released will be enter the chart number one. That will be either their eighth or the ninth in a row.
Mm-hmm.
That's all time high. More than the Beatles. More than U2. Yeah.
So they're the biggest band of all time, basically, is what you're telling
me. You know, it's hard to say. I mean, right. They should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and they will.
They will be.
One
they
of
will
these
be.
Days. But
what I wanted to ask Jeff was, I know we're up against a break, but remember they did a bunch of Dave Matthews Band albums, and then Dave did a Dave Matthews album. So am I to assume that the band had nothing to do with it? That was just Dave with his own people?
Well, I think, Tim O'Brien, too, the guitarist, maybe. But I think that's who it is. But, so anyway.
I always thought that was interesting.
Yeah,
Tom Petty did that with Tom Petty
and the
Heartbreakers.
Well, they all like to sort of get away and do solo stuff with other people.
Yeah,
after,
Because Tom Petty with the Heartbreakers did a bunch of albums. Then he did that Tom Petty album, Full Moon Fever, which was a big hit. So.
Well, that was fun. Hey, again, Picking with the Pickers brought to you by Tim Leeper Roofing. And again, thanks to Philip Cox from Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. And we'll get him out bowling, too. It looks like he just wants to do something other than work.
Yeah, he sounds a little restless. So let's get out, maybe, you know, have a couple of beverages and bowl some frames and have some fun with us.
Yeah, well, we can accommodate.
All right, we can make that happen.
Yeah, let's do this. Let's take a break. Hello, I'm Greg Pogue, and welcome to the OVC Football Weekly Spotlight presented by Delta Dental of Tennessee. Keep your health care costs low and your health at an all-time high with the power of preventive dental and vision plans from Delta Dental of Tennessee. Choose your health first. Choose Delta Dental. At the halfway point of the 2021 season, Southeast Missouri is the first Ohio Valley Conference team with two league victories after winning at Austin Peay. Running back Geno Hess scored three rushing touchdowns and has 9 in 6 games, which ranks second. At nationally, Hess had 12 rushing touchdowns last season to lead the FCS and currently ranks 7th nationally with 586 rushing yards. UT Martin ran its winning streak to 4 games with a win over Murray State and has moved into the top 20 nationally. This week, the OVC and Southland Conference announced plans for a football scheduling alliance between the NCAA Division I FCS leagues during the 2022 and 2023 seasons. The planned collaboration will see institutions fill available non-conference states the next 2 years with a focus toward competitive balance and reasonable travel. In addition to providing quality non-conference matchups, the alliance allows increased visibility, exposure, and branding as both leagues have long-standing ESPN broadcast agreements. More details, including matchup for 2022 and 2023, will come at a later date. Hess and UT Martin quarterback Keon Howard were co-offensive players of the week, while SEMO linebacker Brandon Mincy was defensive player of the week. Tennessee Tech kicker Hayden Olsen was top specialist, while UT Martin running back Zach Wallace was top freshman. On Saturday, number 16 UT Martin at Eastern Illinois and Tennessee Tech at Tennessee State count in the league standings, while Murray State at SEMO does not. Follow the league on your favorite social media platforms at OVC Sports. You won't believe it until you OVC it. This has been the OVC Football Weekly Spotlight presented by Delta Dental of Tennessee. Choose your health first. Choose Delta Dental. I'm Greg Pogue wishing everybody a great weekend of OVC football.
Get the ultimate mouth guard with affordable coverage from Delta Dental of Tennessee. Offering a large network of dentists and a variety of plans, you'll get better coverage than a defensive secondary. Learn more at DeltaDentalTN.com.
What happens to your decision-making when you drink? Well, after one drink, you feel confident. A few more, and calling your ex at 1 a.m. seems like a great idea. And you're pretty sure the secret to a great taco is 4-day-old macaroni. The bottom line, drunk you doesn't make great decisions. So you're risking a DUI or worse if you count on him to get you home. Plan before you party. Get home safe. Paid for by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
We can see your smile, and we think you should be able to see it too. With Delta Dental of Tennessee and Delta Vision, we can improve your overall well-being by keeping your teeth and eyes healthy. Visit DeltaDentalTN.com to find an affordable plan.
Sports Radio WNSR.
All right, Pat, let's get the official standings from the Secretary General, Patton.
Yeah, I was just messing with you guys last night. Actually, so Tim is actually still, he is still firmly within first place. He is right. One game out of John. So he is 15-9. John, you are 14-10 in second place. Greg, you are 12-12 overall. And then the guest is right now firmly in last place.
All right. Well, good. We're glad we had to have that straight and everything. 615-844-5600, the F&M Bank phone line. Jeff in the Borough. Jeff, good morning.
What's going on, Greg? I just I wanted to respond to that rented mule called a couple days ago from Columbia. He said his name was Kevin or something. I wanted to respond to him a little bit. Kevin, how's that Confederate flag doing fine in your house, son? You outside your house? I know you're a big
fan. All right, that's it. Bye. Man. Bye. All right. 615-844-5600, if you want to give us a call.
We tried. You know, we gave an opportunity. Yeah.
SEC tomorrow. We haven't run through this. Have you looked at the spreads much?
No, I haven't. Yeah, so let's hit
usually we do that Monday, and I was out Monday and Tuesday. Yeah. Tomorrow morning, 11 o'clock, Auburn at Arkansas on CBS. What are you thinking? Just what the spread is. And these were done earlier.
Auburn at Arkansas.
Auburn at Arkansas. That's your CBS game tomorrow morning.
Yeah. Man. I don't know. Arkansas -3.
Yeah, that's what it started, -4 now. Also at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, Florida at LSU. That may have gone up a little bit, 12, 12.5. I've even seen some 13s. Florida at LSU. LSU, a Saturday night double-digit home dog.
Was it? I'll say minus 14.
Yeah, I think it's. Yeah, I just told you.
I think these are the final
Steve
days.
Steve Martin was a prop coming.
Steve Martin also.
Yeah.
I mean, Coach O, he's got to be on his way out. No, just 2 years after winning the Natty and having one of the greatest single season college football seasons ever, man. It's incredible.
Also tomorrow at 11, Texas A&M at Missouri. You think this would be a flat spot for Texas A&M, but Missouri is awful.
Yeah. I'm going to say A&M minus at least 17.
No, just 9.
Oh, okay.
Maybe up to 10. Georgia, 23-point favorite over Kentucky. We just did that on CBS. Vanderbilt, 18.5. 3 o'clock on the SEC Network. I just think it's too many. It's not about Vandy. It's just how bad.
Right.
It's how
South
bad.
South Carolina's bad. Like, don't get me wrong. Vanderbilt's bad.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Who's worse?
I think it stands the reason they could cover 18.5, don't you?
I agree. 6:30. And you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if they went over there and won. Call me whatever you want to call me, Goofy. I don't care.
I call you a lot of things.
I know that. And I just didn't want to give you any more suggestions.
Okay.
Alabama, Mississippi State. We talked about that. And then that's on ESPN tomorrow night at 6:30. Then Ole Miss, Tennessee. That thing started at 4. The money's on Tennessee minus the 2.5 on the SEC. I wish that was more on the SEC Network, but I understand Alabama, Mississippi State as well. Let's get a few cones if people want to call and act right. They can. hey, Brian, how you doing on the F&M Bank phone line?
I'm choosing not to act right, fellas. I'm about to say what I need to say and get it off my chest.
Let's go, Brian. What you got?
You know that ain't like me, man. I ain't about to get y'all in no trouble. we got our verdict. Now the Braves going to have to play the Dodgers. And, you know, like I told you guys the other day, in order to win the World Series, you're going to have to beat a good team. And I think Ric Flair said the best. To beat a man, you got to beat the man. And it's high time that they beat the man. Because that's the only way they're going to get to where they want to go. I don't feel very confident about the pitching matchups. Kind of happy that Scherzer came in. Hopefully that'll put him back a few games. But I didn't realize with this 7-game series that they're going to actually do 2-3-2. I thought in the past they had done away with that.
No, they in the NBA they have, and in hockey, but they still do the 2-3-2 in baseball.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of concerning. But, you know, guys, at this point, I think the Braves are about as good as they're going to get. I hate that Soler might not be able to play in this NLCS, but I think they're going to have to figure out a way regardless. I'm looking forward to tonight's night game as well. The Red Sox and Astros ought to be a good one. I don't think the pitching is going to be really a factor. I think it's going to be more of the bats and how – it's going to be a name you score kind of game. I think there's going to be runs galore in this matchup because they both have powerful offenses, and it's going to be one that you're going to have to figure out. But y'all enjoy the weekend.
All right.
Y'all be careful.
Thank you, Brian.
We'll see you on the other side.
All right.
Thanks, Brian.
You know, the Dodgers and Giants couldn't get any closer, right?
Right.
They could not get any closer.
One game.
And I understand the Dodgers are the, you know, but, man, I think I'd rather have home field advantage with the Dodgers than give the Giants home field advantage. Just that one game, and I saw what that city is energized down there. And I think I'd rather, even though it is the Dodgers, I think there's a reason you want home field advantage.
I think this is finally the time, though, where some of the guys that are missing from this Braves team may come back to haunt them. Obviously, you know, Freeman was great in the DS, and but, man, you could really use a guy like Acuna because he's a guy that could turn around a series and maybe almost win it by himself. I mean, you saw what Mookie Betts did. You know, you need that one dynamic player. I mean, Freeman's a terrific player, but Acuna's dynamic. He can, you know, he can help you defensively. He can help you, obviously, at the plate. So, even though the Braves have home field, which is good for them, it's going to be tough for them to beat the L.A. Dodgers 4 times.
You know, buying a car can be overwhelming, especially now the demand is back in full swing. Lucky for you, Edmunds has been taking the stress out of car shopping for more than 50 years. Edmunds editors drive over 500,000 miles every year, testing thousands of hours on hundreds of new vehicles. They review almost every car on the market and rank the best ones in each category, so you can narrow your search and compare options side by side to find the best vehicle for you. When you're ready, Edmunds makes it easy to find options in your area with accurate price estimates. And listen to that. 20,000 miles on these vehicles. They test drive them and monitor them in their first year of ownership, reporting red flags, routine ins and outs, all the things you need to know to make one of the biggest purchases of your life, a vehicle, right? Edmunds is here to guide you to that perfect vehicle. Visit Edmunds.com to see their best car rankings and search for vehicles near you. That's Edmunds.com, E-D-M-U-N-D-S.com for cars. There's Edmunds. We'll take a break. Schmitty, you'll wrap up the week coming up next.
Hayes Nissan of Rivergate is not the only choice when it comes to buying, selling, or trading your vehicle, but it is the best choice. Located at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison, Hayes Nissan of Rivergate has been serving the Middle Tennessee community for over three decades. That gives you confidence that Hayes Nissan of Rivergate can find the perfect vehicle for your lifestyle and your budget, and their friendly and knowledgeable staff will make sure you are in the right hands. If you're feeling rugged, check out their brand new Titans, or you might be feeling sporty and want to check out the all-new Maximus. And don't forget about their award-winning parts, service, and body shop. They have everything you need to get you back on the road. Go visit them on the web at nissanofrivergate.com, where they are open 24/7 or in person at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison. Or if you want to give them a call, it's easy at 615-865-7220. Again, that number is 615-865-7220. That's Hayes Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least four times per day and inject insulin at least three times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. That's 800-806-9554.
Dan Gare's Classic Southern Cooking reminds us that early detection is the key to preventing breast cancer. Although the risk for breast cancer increases with age, all women are at risk. If you are over 40, have an annual mammogram. Under 40, have one every 3 years. This important reminder was a courtesy of Dan Gare's Classic Southern Cooking, where they invite you in for delicious Southern cuisine served in a safe, relaxed atmosphere. It's a cozy place to enjoy great food. Stop in soon to Dan Gare's Classic Southern Cooking, 538 Lafayette Street in Nashville.
Your exclusive National Sports Radio WNSR SkyScan forecast. For today, it's going to be mostly cloudy. Showers likely in spots of thunderstorm into the evening. Today's high 82. Clearing with a couple of showers and thunderstorms overnight, low 50. Sunshine Saturday, high 68. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Wrapping things up here on a Friday on the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show here on Nashville Sports Radio. John Burton, Greg Pogue, the General, Patton Cook, holding things down. What a week it was, man. And big show coming up, obviously, Monday morning as we get you ready for Bills and Titans at Nissan Stadium, Monday Night Football. General, what are your plans for the weekend, sir?
Well, pretty slow for me. I've got a high school football game tonight, and then after that, I've got the weekend off of calling games. There's no football or anything like that for me, so I'm just...
I've got the weekend off myself. You want to hang?
I do. I'm just going to plop myself on a couch or in a restaurant. Yeah, why not? But
you want to meet up at a sports bar and just, you know, drop anchor and just, you know, watch the games all day?
Sure.
Eat some bad food?
Sure.
Might be into that, but I've got UPS Store Friday Night Football tonight. Week 9 of the high school football season, Greg. And, of course, I've got the weekend off of TV. So I'm going to relax a little bit. You're ready for the big Monday night game. What about you,
yeah,
Greg?
Riverdale, Oakland tonight. Big one.
Battle of Undefeateds.
Battle of Borough. Well, tomorrow morning, our Tim Leeper Roofing Mid-State Player of the Week from this past week, Marcel Reed.
Mm-hmm.
And his coach, Marty
Uferard.
Yeah, at NBA. They're going to be on tomorrow morning.
I think we know his dad.
Yep. Coach Rod.
That's right.
Let's get Schmitty before we get on out of here. Schmitty, good morning.
Schmitty.
Good morning. I go real quick. Greg, I hope you are crazy and goofy and Vanderbilt can hang tomorrow, maybe get a win. Hey, a couple other bands that have huge followings. Well, there's a bunch of Parrot Heads, and I saw him when I was at Red Rocks, and they have the band Fish. I think they sold out 15 straight times at Red Rocks.
Quick story on Fish. My senior year of college, I worked security for them. They came to our campus to play a show. I was the only guy hired to do security. I made $100 that night. Easiest $100 I've ever made in my life.
Actually, Fish, Jeff Coffin, and is really good friends and plays a lot. Like, he'll just show up if Fish is mm-hmm. there. And when they come to town, he always plays with them. And so, yeah, very good friends. Jeff is with the group Fish.
You're right. But you're right, though, Schmitty. They've got a great following, much like the Grateful Dead and Dave Matthews.
Just they're called sort of jam bands, right? Yeah.
Hey, I did take your advice, Greg, when I was at University of the South yesterday, Sewanee. I found there are two places you could go and see the valley below, and one of them had a big old cross. Mm-hmm. And I get in my car, get back in the car, and guess what song is on? Southern Cross.
Wow.
Jimmy Buffett.
Wow, man.
That's not a great song for him, is it?
No, that's by Crosby, Stills, and actually Stephen Stills wrote it, I believe, but it's Crosby, Stills, Nash.
All right. Hey, Greg, you said something about, I know I disagree with you about the home field advantage. You said they're talking about making a change on that?
Yeah. Let me get this real quick. I've said it earlier. This is what
you teased it all morning.
I know. Come on, man. All right, real quickly, what they're thinking about doing is the format is out there. This is what they were talking about but before the pandemic.
Right. This is proposed. Yeah, it hasn't been.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Seven teams in each league with the number one seed getting a bye into the divisional round. The wild card round consists of three-game series, so no more of the one-game things, all at home with a better seed. That means you'll have 2-7, 3-6, 4-5. After the wild card round, they'll reseed and possibly or go through with the idea that no one seed gets to choose its opponent, which is really weird. But
oh, wow.
The fact of the matter is that was being considered before the pandemic in the last couple of years, obviously, with everything. But the CBA is up, and this is what the owners and the league are wanting. And I like this. And I don't like the one game.
I don't like it either.
And then if you're the number one seed, there is the advantage of the bye.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you should play then, if you're the top seed, the lowest remaining seed is what I think you should do. But there you go.
Sounds good.
All right, Schmitty.
Take care, Schmitty.
Hey, thanks to everybody again. WKU football, Old Dominion tomorrow. We got that. Check it out tomorrow morning. Prep football talk. You tonight.
UPS Patton, store Friday night
football.
Got?
What are you doing, man?
He's not doing anything.
Nope. Other than homecoming tonight for Austin or for DCA, I'm free.
Got a homecoming date?
My girlfriend can't come tonight.
Big Joe.
Big Joe will be there.
Hey, thank you for listening. Plaz this afternoon, 2-4, 4-6. You have Zach, Bruno, and Ray Dusky. Everybody have a great weekend. Thanks for listening. Jim Rome next time.